is back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, the loyal audience of IRB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of your program, The House of Topics, Back to Reality. Wherever you are, at home, at work, at any corner of the world, I hope everything is going great and you're doing well. This is Asma, and once more, I'm more than happy to be with you. Today, I have the honor of having two very special guests with me in the studio. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm Muhammad Hussein Rajabian. I am doing my PhD in Islamic studies, and at the same time, I'm doing my Kharij studies at Qom Seminary.
Thank you for coming. And you, brother?
I'm Ali, and I've been studying philosophy, Islamic philosophy.
Yeah, it's very good to have you here.
Thank you.
And thank you both for coming.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Of course, the pleasure is all ours as the host and the audience. It's always very much easier to pick faults from others than from myself. Why is it?
Maybe the main reason for that is because I see myself first. I think that I am a perfect person than anybody who doesn't do the things that I like. So I feel that, I mean, that is a wrong thing.
No, you know, not necessarily a perfect person. I usually say that as a critical person, I usually say that. If I pick faults at from others, then I have done it to myself at first. But then I see it in other people very much vividly because I have been through that thing. So, I mean, not necessarily it comes out of my thinking about myself being a perfect person.
You should look at it, maybe from both a psychological point of view and a religious point of view. And we can have both perspectives here. But why I see the flaws of other? Maybe because I have seen them first, as you said, in myself.
Yeah.
And now I'm seeing it more highlighted in others.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, I mean, that case, because I hate that trait or characteristic, or I don't like it, or whatever, I look at others to see that, do they do this or not?
Mm-hmm.
So when they do that, I am, you know, complaining about that person. But in fact, it was about myself.
Exactly.
So to put the burden of this problem on others, not on myself, I try to do that.
Yeah, so Brother Alavi,
yeah.
Should we call this being judgy?
No, it's not being judgy while we are just focusing on the faults of others. Because when in case, as we have been recommended, in case we want to be judgy, we have been told that like a mirror, a mu'min, a believer is like mirror to his other brother in faith. So he can, I mean, decently, in a good way, go and tell the other side that, okay, these are the faults that I have understood, in case he is going to be a judge in the real sense. But
yeah.
When we do not see whatever is inside ourselves and we just look at whatever others have, it's, I think, a bit distant from being judgy. It's sort of, let's say, illness or disease. All mm-hmm. the illnesses are not going to be physical. Some
yeah.
of the illnesses are...
And the root is?
Proud and ignorance. I mean, a person out of ignorance thinks that he is actually empty of those faults and flaws and thinks that others are only the afflicted people in his vicinity. Out of even ignorance and even some Oedipus complex, I can call it, that
yeah.
some people have, I mean, they want to compensate it in some way to tell others that, okay, to hide whatever they have
exactly.
inside. You see, so that's why they try to see and observe whatever others have and actually disclose tell others that, okay, this is what I have witnessed and evidence in this person. So all in all, in Islamic teachings, this is not a good action. We have been recommended that we first have to focus on ourselves to see what are our faults. Every woman is asked to check his own behavior and actions in a daily basis while he's going to perform raqabah or muhasabah with himself. That is monitoring and actually accounting his own self, which has certain times and has been, I mean, many methods have been said for this in the narrations. So what is important that we have to first be busy with ourselves in case we need to actually inform the other side that there is something, let's say, a probable fault. It's not at least to say it in public in front of others, but very purely like a sincere person inform the other side, not with a bitter language, rather,
exactly.
A language which is actually pleasant.
Yeah, it'd better be in a moderate language and a soft language that would not hurt anybody. So now I would have something to talk about perfectionism. But before that, let's go for a short break and then we'll be back. Thank you for staying with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back to Back to Reality. Well, we are talking about the thing that happens to many of us. Let's say all of us. It's, I guess, safe to say all of us because we are all like this. We usually see the fault of others pretty much easier than to see it in ourselves. And even if we do it to ourselves, I mean, if we are aware of the faults that we have and then we see it in others, it is more clear to us in others than in ourselves. Now, Brother Rajabian, I said maybe it has got some roots in being a perfectionist, you know? It is a kind of, let's say, a disease of modernism. We want everything to be perfect, while we know that it would never be like that, because we all are human beings, and all human beings are a mixture of good and bad.
And before we get to that discussion, of course, about perfectionism, that can it be a root of this or not? Yeah, generally speaking, yeah, it can be one of the reasons, not, you know, the only reason.
Yeah.
But I'd like to ask Brother Alevi about the hadith that he said, because there are different interpretations or explanations about that hadith that it says, Al-Mu'min Mir'atul Mu'min, you know, your faithful brother is as a mirror for you that shows you the your flaws. So there are some interpretations that they say that, you know, Al-Mu'min is one of the names or attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they interpret this hadith, they say that Al-Mu'min mir'atul mu'min means that Al-Mu'min, which is God, is as a mirror for me. So I should see the characteristics of God and then I should try to apply them for myself. So I see that God, for example, is merciful. So I should be, to the extent that I can, merciful. So
actually, the beautiful point that the brother said is true, because again, one of the attributes of mu'min is to be a materialization of the attributes and names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. So when we want to interpret and work in the hadith and narrations, it's good to have the surface meaning of them first, and even then second interpretation and ta'wil in the second and third levels. Yes, it's good to interpret it as a mu'min, which is another actually name of Allah subhanahu, among the names of Allah. And yes, definitely, because the heart of a believer himself is the place that the house of Allah subhanahu in the haram. It doesn't contradict whatever has been said earlier. So it is another, or even a more beautiful, or even let's say a second interpretation of the same hadith. Yes, a mu'min can be a believer and at the same time can be God himself. And,
so,
and where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart of a mu'min again?
So I get from what you said that I first should be a complete person, and then as a complete person, be the mirror to my brother or sisters, right?
So it could be that, but, you know, we can have maybe, you know, collecting the ahadith together and then to have a conclusion, it could be that. So, you know, what you said can be true, I mean, as a collection of different ahadith.
So now let's go to perfectionism.
So it can be a source of this problem,
mm-hmm.
that because nowadays, due to modernism or whatever, I think that everything should be perfect. But we really should go to every single situation, every single thing that is happening. I mean, that flaw that I am taking, is it because of perfection or not? For example, it happens a lot in our families here that when a daughter is going to go out, or when a boy is going to go out and he has not that ordinary appearance,
mm-hmm.
with something, maybe a new fashion, he goes out. So the parents will be so upset with that. Is it because of now I am seeing, or the parent is looking, or the brothers? It happens between brothers, between two sisters. Maybe one of them is more faithful, believing than the other. So the other one goes out with makeups and the other one, no. So this becomes upset and said that, why are you going out in this way? He looks at this appearance as a problem and as something wrong. Now, is it because of that, you know, perfectionism? Maybe in his eyes, yes. Yeah. A perfect person is someone who doesn't, you know, have this, for example, appearance who goes out. But about the other one, mm-hmm. he says that, no, nowadays this is a modern life.
Yeah.
And in modern life, if you say that, like what we have about wearing this chador, I mean, this veil, some say that you are, they use a special word.
So it's a matter of taste. So this is a Back to Reality with Brother Rajabian and Brother Alevi. We're talking about the easiness of putting the blames on others, or finding them faulty, or see the flaws of them easier than to see the flaws in ourselves. We said that it's just like we are the mirror of our brothers and sisters in faith, and it is good to tell the other people about their flaws, but of course in a soft language, in a friendly language, not in front of everyone. And aside from that, we talked actually about the reasons of why is it like this. Perfectionism is also another reason for that, because we look perfection everywhere and we want everything to be perfect, while we do not give a head to the fact that there is no perfection in this world. I guess Brother Alevi is going to have some comments.
Actually, it's a complimentary on what the brother said, and was I'm going to justify whatever the brother said. I want to say that perfectionism looks like a sort of, let's say, trap for some, that they want to find a solution to say, okay, this is perfectionism that I want to find faults even from my own
soul. So you mean it's a justification?
Justification. And I think it could be due to some, let's say, stubborn standards that one defines for himself or herself, and then enters into it, and he or she is entrapped in it.
Yeah.
And just to say, okay, this is finding fault with others, this is sort of perfectionism. As I said earlier, we have to look for and search for the reasons of this illness and disease in some other sources. But usually even this trap has its own consequences, like what can be seen in the behavior of the people in the form of anger, let's say confusion, irritability.
Yeah. Sometimes it has a root in the family and how you have been nurtured. Actually, to talk about how to deal with it, I would say that Brother Alevi mentioned it perfectly at the very beginning of this episode. And he said that care about whatever you are doing. Be busy with the things that you already are doing. Sometimes when I am so sad about backbiting of other people, I ask myself, I say it beneath my breath and say, okay, don't you do it yourself? But when you yourself as a human being are suffering from that disease, it's not logical to expect other people to be better than you.
So as Brother Alevi said, if we are really to understand this problem and to solve the problem, so we should see the psychological backgrounds
exactly.
of that person, the social backgrounds, the familial issues, how a person is nurtured and is trained in his family, in the school, in the community that the person is living. Maybe some of them refer to the kind of inherited characteristics that I have inherited from my,
exactly.
for example, parents and my family, I mean, genetic things. So when we look at them from all of these perspectives, by the guidance of, you know, psychologists and, you know, religious maybe leaders, we can come to a good conclusion to solve
yeah.
the problem.
Yeah, that's very true. So after all, just I want to say that sometimes it's good to say to ourselves. So that was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell and may Allah shower you with His blessings. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin. يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك لتصي دليلتك once again.